The U.S. has chosen a new poet laureate. His name is Arthur Zee, a longtime poetry writer, editor, and translator. Now, the job of a poet laureate is to promote poetry to the public, to get people to read more of it. But as NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, Zee is planning on doing the job a little differently.
Arthur Zee doesn't just want you to read poetry, he wants you to write some, too.
Writing poems made me look at poems in a much different way.
Zee says he remembers being a student and trudging through a poem like Samuel Taylor Coleridge's Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner and being told to look for hidden symbols and meanings.
And so all through high school, I thought of poetry as difficult, traumatic, esoteric, challenging.
Writing your own poetry gives you a sense of ownership over the language. And Zee says one of the best ways to start writing poetry is translating poetry, which will be the focus during his tenure.
I see that as a way for people who might think, oh, poetry is difficult or intimidating, that looking at a source text of a famous poem and then an invitation for a reader to try their hand at translating and making their own translation, that this could be a wonderful way to make poetry more accessible.
It's funny that you say more accessible because that kind of, you need to know two languages in order to do it. So it sort of like sets a bar pretty high.
Yes and no. I think...
Zee went on to tell me the story of a poet who didn't know any Russian translating a Russian poem through conversation with a friend who was fluent. The point being that this process itself was a useful way to approach understanding the poem.
Obviously, one might not expect this is going to be a great translation, right? Or a definitive translation. But I think it enables people to experiment with language. And that's one of the first steps toward appreciating and deepening our experience of poetry.
Tellingly, when I asked Zee what poem he thinks everyone should read, he said it was Walt Whitman's Crossing Brooklyn Ferry. He said there were moments in it that were stunning. It's a poem about people and travel and the wonder that is our fellow person, whether they're on their way to work or coming in from another country. The first section ends like this. On the ferry boats, the hundreds and hundreds that cross, returning home, are more curious to me than you suppose. And you that shall cross from shore to shore years hence are more to me and more in my meditations than you might suppose. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.